Incumbent Cindy Matsumoto emerged as a winner again, and for her second election, was the top vote getter with 875 votes, just one ahead of opponent Tim Henney with 874. Incumbent Alex Budwinski received 783 votes and Mary Windsor 755 votes. Some 44 provisional ballots and an unknown number of absentee votes will still come in, but at this point, neither can change the outcome. Matsumoto says she was happy and shocked about her win. She thinks her field of support is wide and encompasses the varied group she engages.
I do think I get a lot of support from the people that love the history and love Old Town, you know, as I do. And I think, you know, having a business that, you know, has been warmly received by the community and, you know, just I think that I, you know, get a lot of support from the businesses. And then I do have, you know, my children here and they have friends. And so I'm known in those areas, too. And so I guess it's all those areas.
She thanked her supporters for entrusting her to work towards Park City's goals.
Thanks for your support and thanks for entrusting me to work on keeping Park City, like we've talked about so much in the campaign. And that certainly will be my goal to try to face our challenges. But, you know, keeping Park City, the Park City that's been so wonderful for all of us and what brought us all here.
Matsumoto says of not receiving the endorsement from the park record, citing her lack of strong leadership, they got it wrong.
Well, I just really didn't even understand the park record. I think I have been a leader on council. I think I've been a strong voice for those things that do resonate with our primary residents. I think I have been a strong voice, and I think I guess them voting for me has shown that I am that voice. I'm excited to be part of it, and, you know, I certainly hope to be a leader in the council.
She says of the changes the council will see in January after a breaking in period, they'll become a new family.
You have all your different members of your family, and they all have their quirks, and you learn to work with them, and you learn to appreciate them. And with each change, it does take some adjustment. It takes a lot of adjustment for the new people to come in and find their voice. You have to give them the opportunity to express themselves. So I look forward to working with everybody.
That's Park City Council incumbent Cindy Matsumoto winning a second term. Political newcomer Tim Henney received just one vote shy of Matsumoto. He says he'll look forward to taking on the new role and working hard to get up to speed.
I'll apply myself to that task, to devoting myself to getting current with the issues and coming up to speed and spending a lot of time with staff and looking at the issues and getting where I need to be. But I look forward to that. That should be a good, interesting challenge. You know, a lot of stimulation and new information, and I'm very excited about that.
Henney says of the issues in the campaign, he's most proud of bringing middle-class housing into the discussion.
The middle-income housing stock, which we do not have any longer, and the potential loss of our middle class in Park City and how that will fundamentally alter and change the fabric of our community, that really wasn't being talked about, and I think I can take credit for having brought that to the discussion, and I think that changed the dynamic of some of the discussion. By the end, that was one of the top topics.
He says he'll look forward to addressing some of the other issues he brought up in the campaign.
Sort of no-brainer type things like how about the garbage and recycle bins all throughout Old Town that, you know, seem to sit out on the street for weeks at a time and never get pulled back off the street, which is per our ordinance. They're not allowed to sit out on the street and makes Old Town look, you know, less attractive than it can and at times even trashy. So I think that'll be something that I'll focus on right away as well.
Henney says his primary campaign strategies included spreading a grassroots message at the handful of community forums, along with a significant amount of time spent walking neighborhoods and talking to voters.
I wanted to hear what I've done since I've been in town, when I moved to town, and I talked about mountain trails and trails and open space with some land conservancy, those sort of things, and then talked about, you know, looking at our challenges that face the town as opportunities to continue to hone and refine who we are as an authentic community. And as long as we can maintain the authentic community by nurturing and protecting our residents, our primary residents, that will sustain everything else. Everything else grows out of that.
That's newly elected Park City Councilperson Tim Henney. The absentee votes and provisional votes will trickle in over this week, but no change to the top two spots is expected. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.